The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. You know, during the time when we've got so many of these attack ads and political campaign ads filling our mailboxes, our airwaves, and our television sets, it's nice to see some honesty in advertising. I've always thought it would be nice if we could put some of the honesty in advertising requirements that we see for products into the political arena. I mean, you can't go lie about toilet paper or a soft drink, but you can lie in the political arena, and it's covered by free speech. So you're not restricted in political campaign ads to telling the actual truth. And a lot of folks just assume because it's on TV or because they hear it on the radio or get it in their mailbox that candidates are somehow constrained to be honest and truthful. They're not. So don't take everything you hear, see, or read in the next few weeks as gospel, because in the political arena, there is no truth in advertising requirement. Now, on that same note, the state of Nebraska is showing some truth in advertising. Their new tourism advertising campaign uses the tagline, "Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone." It's funny, it's sarcastic, it's truthful. I mean, they're not trying to make it sound like Nebraska is the end-all, be-all of tourism. I mean, they're just slightly avoiding saying, hey, we're only slightly better than going to Kansas. But that's kind of the nature of their campaign. It is brilliant. It is funny. And I don't know that it will cause people to change their vacation plans from heading to the mountains or heading to the beach and instead heading to the cornfields of Nebraska. But at least it sets itself apart a little bit. And when you look at a lot of states that don't draw a lot of tourism dollars, Nebraska's at least got an ability with this new ad campaign to set themselves apart just a little. If you'll go to Tennessee Star on Facebook, we'll link up some of the ads that the state of Nebraska's tourism department is putting out. You can also go to Gill Report and see these as well. I like the creativity. I like the fact that they're, you know, being a little tongue-in-cheek and self-deprecating, kind of making fun of themselves. But mainly, I like their honesty. And again, as we're seeing the political fury of the last few weeks of a political campaign, where there is so little honesty, where there is so much deception, it just makes you feel good to know that at least in Nebraska, they're trying to attract tourists the old-fashioned way, with honesty, rather than too much hype and a bit of overreach in promising too much and delivering too little. You have a great weekend. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com. You'll find links to some of the other stories we're talking about, and we'll catch you again on Monday after a big weekend. Go Vols!